Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the great things you have done. For the greater things to come in life and ministry. Thank you, Father, for this simple answer. Thank you for your heart that is willing to go. To go far for your name, for your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, thank you, Father, again, for these blessed ones over here. Thank you for their heart is simple enough to receive your word. So today we ask again that we become better by the teaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, be seated, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that's one of the things that you are going to learn in this series. I think it was long ago in Redeem that I was taught that too. Like I corrected somebody back there, somebody here, that when it's time to worship, that's not the time to do things like this. Don't do that. Are you with me? That's not the time to try to do like, don't do that. So there's actually, like, all I'm doing here is more of teaching you responsibility, teaching you how it ought to be done. Amen. Praise God. So yesterday, what is the summary of what we discussed? Can I need two people to tell me, Brian Manuel, somebody from your end, what did we discuss? Yes, yesterday, just the summary. Presence is required. Yes, somebody from the extreme right. So what else from yesterday? What else did you grab from yesterday? The title is still contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. Yes? The same, right? Okay. I believe you understood. So yesterday we are more particular about your physical presence. That means physically present. Physically present. Don't have a custom of always saying, yes, don't worry, I will be with you in the spirit. Don't worry, we want you to be with us too. Where? Yeah, in the flesh, in the body. Physically present. Amen, amen. Praise God. And also, now you know the difference between go to Egypt for a while and what? Carry in Egypt forever. Praise God. It's actually different. And that is what a lot of Christians are falling a prey of. Just interpret a little, a specific instruction. People just interpret it as abandon ministry. Or they interpret it as, don't worry, you can serve God also this way. As we now people call themselves, well, we are ministers in the secular world. We are ministers in the professional world. Who gave you such portfolio? And also, let me also add this to it. Because if you understand what I'm saying yesterday, you will know that the application is actually broad. Do you know Egypt can actually also be, this is funny, of course, you have to understand what I just getting us today. We discussed extensively yesterday about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we brought something from their stories that we are learning from in this series. So, like for instance, do you know Egypt can also be a ministry, a church? Let me explain. For instance, the fact that you can go to a place to that you go to a church to marry in a church. Or let me use another one that is easily. Okay, for example, maybe NYC took you to, okay, maybe you are serving before in a nice church, Saints community, you are doing very fine, and you went to do NYC. And maybe where you are, the only church that is there is Anglican, sorry, oh God, I've mentioned names. It's maybe just one church like that, amen? And you now say, okay. And your pastor say, okay, of course, don't worry. At least that is the only place available for them. Stay there, learn God's word. I mean, just do your best. Hope you know that is actually stay for a while. Are you with me? I'm just trying to give you the different scenarios that it can play out. That means even if I'm in a place that you are the only champion, you are the only one that is now teaching them, no, you can now take it as, some people can now take it as, Father, that means I have grown up spiritually. That means I am there. That is the issue with most of our ex-ZM folks. Because you just learned one grace. I was flying around. I am there. So don't worry. I can go there. I will change them. At the end of the day, after years, they will end up changing you. Praise God. Are you with me? So always know when you are to be in a place or to do something for a while. For a while, not forever. Are you with me? Come on. Because actually, why am I saying this? The type of world we live, situations will come that will not be favorable at times for your spiritual growth and your spiritual progress. At times, some situations can just erupt. It can happen. That, don't say it will not happen. It can happen. Some situations can just erupt, can just happen, that will not be favorable for your spiritual growth and your spiritual progress. So if it happens, what should you do? You plan your way out. You plan your way out. That means at times, well, something just happened and you have to just stay away. I mean, you have to just go to a place that you don't have access to. Of course, this age of ICT is better. But things can just happen where that takes you to a place that you cannot be accountable, stuff like that. Well, what you must do is to make a deliberate plan for you to be free. There's always a way. Praise God. Say there's always a way. So don't forget that. Don't forget that. The one I said about ministry. I did the same thing. At the end of the day, I just saw that I'm just really wasting my time. I learned God's word then and it came back to my church. Wow, we do it. We change everything. Everything I change in Bible study, the pastor will come and change it back on Sunday. So we just change. And later they start suspending him for no reason, for doing nothing. Just because of, say you attended a program that is not our program. You do this. So please always be sincere with yourself in such situations, in such decisions. At times, go to a place for a while is not always go forever. You may have to go and come back. You may have to go and return. So 2 Timothy 3:15. Let's start today. I don't want to do so much recap. 1 Timothy 3:15. The local church is to teach you responsibility. Is to teach you responsibility. Like I was discussing with Sister Anon during the prayers, I said, at times, even these prayers are like, see what Father Abraham was praying about, that we find joy in service, that you find joy in these things. No, you may say that, but I don't need it. I already find joy in service. Well, we are also framing your mindset for you to know that this is what church is about. We are also teaching you further for you to know that these things you are doing is what church is about. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? That is what church is about. I pray for you that you don't have disciples that don't find joy in service. Oh God. People that will only come for your special program, that only celebrate when things are jiving. And the day that there is need for accountability, they are not there. So the church teaches responsibility. So seriously, if we have a database of Nigeria, if we know how many people call themselves Christian versus the number of people that come to church versus the number of people that are responsible in church, it will almost cause tears. Tears. So 1 Timothy 3:15, please let's read together loudly. One, two, go, yes, sir. But if I tarry long, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen, amen. Come on, let's read it again. Want to go, you guys? Yes? Thyself in the of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground. So that word behavior itself there, please write down this Greek word, N-A-A-S-T-R-E-P-H-O, N-A-A-S-T-R-E-P-H-O. It means how you ought to conduct yourself. How you ought to conduct yourself. Conduct yourself. It's like conversation. Your conversation. Let me show you one, just one of the places it's used. Please open 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. That same word is used there. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. Because we have a long way to go today. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. That's one of the things we are saying, that you might know how you ought to switch off your phone or silence your phone in the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. That you might know how that when we are praying, we are all praying. You are not an SSS, abi, secret. You are not a surveillance. We have ushers and pastors that looks at everything that is happening, that takes care of everybody, everything. Your own is to pray. Know how you ought to behave yourself. Thank you. So 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that with simplicity and godly sincerity, and not with fleshly conduct, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly. So that word conversation is also that same word that behave thyself in 1 Timothy 3:15. The word behave thyself in 1 Timothy 3:15 is the same word used as we have had our conversation in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 12. So ensure your conducts are best in the church. I have said this over and over again. I mean, also, I'm already in a time that at times, if anybody have thought over times on some things, if you are just behaving funny, I just zone you off. Like a lot of people have seen that in me for recent times. I just zone you off rapidly, haphazardly. So you ensure your conducts are best in the church. Of course, your conduct should be okay everywhere. But in church, your conduct must be best. Some things you don't take in your place, you must take it in church. That's the truth. That's just the truth. Why? Considering the what? End of our conversation, right? Remember that? That's in Hebrews, right? 13. So, for instance, how do you obey somebody that you might likely be older than? Say, this man, I will collect like 15 years from him. How old is he? Who does he think he is? How much does he have? Okay, I see this one that they say is my leader. This one is my family. Why would this girl be dancing up and down? Well, considering the end of our conversation, look at why they are telling you to do what they are telling you to do. That is the drive for obedience in church. That is the drive for just coming down and do as instructed. And for instance, let me ask maybe like three questions. Who can give me what is the end of our conversation in this place? For instance, is it? Yes. For instance, yes. Say it very well. That ministry is better in us. Yes. Another word? Another one? Speak out, sir. There will be a responsive believer. Yes. Not only that. Yes. More. What is the end of our conversation in this place, Father Abraham? Okay. Yes. That we are able to teach and communicate to others what we have learned. Yes. Any other one? Ma? Fullness of Christ. That we will grow to the fullness of Christ. Yes. That we're able to build strong people that will last. Yes. Any other one? Yes. Anytime I ask a question, somebody from your side must say something. Yes. Christian responsibility. Priority in life. Awesome. Any other one? Nobody remember that all be saved. Hallelujah. What of world evangelism? Praise God. Praise God. By the time you get strong guy in ministry, will that result into the salvation of more people? Come on, answer me. Will that result in the salvation of more people? So this training right now, what is the primary end of the conversation? That more may be saved too and come to the knowledge of the truth. Every pastor must have a dream for everybody under them to become like him someday. Church is where pastor train people to become pastors. Take it from me. Let me make it very clear. I didn't think I've said that as clear as this before. Church is a place where pastors teach people, train people to become pastors someday. It's not just a place. See, we can meet your needs on our street-to-street evangelism. We can lay hands on you if you are sick on the street and you become healed. If you need word of care, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, we can give you that in your house. We can send you by WhatsApp. But in church, we teach people how to be responsible. Sorry, when I say the word pastor, somebody say, well, I can be a pastor too in my place of work. You are not serious. You are very funny. You are free, as far as I'm concerned, well, me, you are free to only become a pastor in your place of work by the time we have pastors, word pastors on every street. Amen, amen. In the world, not in Nigeria, in the world. So when we can now say, okay, now there is no more Islamic state, right? No more, everywhere is filled with the world. And Jesus has still refused to come. Then you cannot go and be a pastor where in Wema Bank. Praise God. Are you with me? I know that may look strange to some people. It's because you have been far away from the word of God. So reset and get messages and let your mind. So that's what I'm doing. So now you know if you have to come back to church tomorrow. Selah, I'm just joking. Anyway. So see verse 16. Second, I'm saying 1 Timothy chapter 3. So I said in church, you should be as the very best. At the very best. So, what does this church stand for? Why must we be at our best in church? What does the church stand for? Verse 16. Let's read. Want to go? Yes, sir. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest where? In the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up unto glory. See that phrase, preached unto the Gentiles. Who will accomplish that? Jesus. Men, right? We, right? Say we. So, write this down. The church is that which upholds the glory of Christ. The church is that which upholds that glory of Jesus. Remember, it's all about the sufferings of Christ and the glory that will follow. Yes, we saw Christ crucified. We saw him crucified. Men saw him crucified, nailed to the cross, and beaten, battered, which is the physical suffering. But in the glory, you observe that Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he didn't appear to everybody. He was only appearing to selected people. So if Jesus, in his glorified state, was not appearing everywhere, who will now bear his glory? How should the world see his glory? How? Through us. Say through us. Through the preachers. Through the preachers. Through the preachers. If it's all about Jesus appearing everywhere, I think we should just be doing miraculous appearance and disappearance to everybody on that, right? And everybody will be born again. But that is not the way of God. Say, how shall they hear without a preacher? Say, we are bearers of his glory. Come on, say, we are bearers of his glory. I want you to say it. Let me hear everybody's voice distinctly. Say, we are bearers of his glory. Hallelujah. So that's the point. We bear the glory of Christ. We bear the glory of Christ. Please, I'm not saying individuals, the church. The church is that which upholds the glory of Christ. Sadly, we have seen plenty moves of God that failed because it is based on one man. Plenty move of God. Failed. Plenty. In the 80s, 90s, 70s. Plenty men of God that they went, we don't know who took over after them. Because it's based on one man. It was a one man thing. So when the guy misses it, everything comes crashing down. All that happened is because we disdain that wisdom of God. We disdain that wisdom of God. We disdain oh God. For instance, let me ask you. Why was the mystery, can I write this as a rhetorical question? Why was the mystery of godliness committed to humans? Write the word humans. Why was the mystery of godliness, this mystery of godliness, why was it given, committed to humans? Because I think God should be thinking that that is risky. It's risky. For instance, if you, the U.S. Army, if they want to carry out and accomplish a very serious task, they will not just send any out person. They will ensure they send their best. They will ensure this guy is fully kitted up. They have all the resources at their disposal. They will send their commandos. So, but God will send, God wants the whole world to be saved. He didn't send angels. He sent men. Is that not risky? Seems so. Because men that can be okay today, somehow in the evening. Okay in the morning, somehow in the evening. Men that can be healthy today, sick tomorrow. Upright today, awkward tomorrow. Just write down any ones you can remember. I'm saying this, I'm trying to build up a scenario for you. Men that can be okay today, somehow tomorrow. Healthy today, sick tomorrow. Upright today, awkward tomorrow. Why will God put the salvation of the world in the hand of somebody that is his or her babe, we say, I'm not doing again, and for the next 3 months, he cannot pray again? Why? No money, and he feels battered. Little pressure, he's off track. Go to Nineveh, he's off to Tarshish, right? So how come? Well, write this down. That is why God's responsibility is not to individuals. Write that down. That's where I'm going today. God's responsibility is not to individuals. It's not. God's mandate, God's responsibility is not to individuals. Is rather to a body of individuals. God's responsibility is not to individuals, but to a body of individuals. Are you with me? Sorry, what is the topic? Contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. Say God's responsibility. Please, when I say talk, oh. Say God's mandate is to us, is for us. So that is why, remember the Acts 11, Acts 15 scenario? That's why I've told you. I said the round table, it solves everything. Round table. That means, like in Acts 15, when everybody is confused, it's okay, but let's come together. Let's sit down. Let's put the Bible in the center. What does this Bible say? So we all sit down and say, okay, what are we going to do based on this clear word of God? If it is based on Peter alone, or if it's based on James alone, in that Acts 15, hope you know nothing for Gentiles. But everybody now down that, let's look at this. Are you with me? Praise God. So, see Matthew 28. Matthew 28. So, write this down. God's wisdom is to commit his work to a group of individuals, not individuals. God's wisdom is to commit his work to a group of people. Not individuals. Please write it like that. God's wisdom is to commit his work to a group of people, not individuals. Not individuals. So, see Matthew 28, verse 16. Matthew 28, 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Let's read 19 together. I want to go. Jesus, all power is given unto me in heaven and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the... So, can you see? So, how many people was Jesus speaking to here? How many? 11. See Mark 16. See Mark 2. Mark 16. Not to individuals, but to a group of people. Mark 16, verse 14. Mark 16, verse 14. Let me know you are there. Okay, let's read. Yes, want to go? Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him when he was risen. Yes, next verse. I say unto them, go ye into, preach the gospel to every. He said unto how many? Say them. Say them. Come on. Okay, 16, yes. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow what? Them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils, shall speak with new tongues. Next verse, they shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, sick shall recover. Now, let's see the real part. 19:20, want to go, yes? Can you see that this is a group of people? Is it like brethren? No, a lot of us, we have become so wise than, so like wiser than God, thinking that, okay, don't worry, I can run it my own, I can do it alone, I can, I know the world, I will study alone, preach alone, do it alone. That is, you are just running your own race. See Luke again, see Luke, Luke 24, 46. Luke 24, 46. Even when Jesus will be sending people out to preach, there is a reason he sent them out two by two. Like I was discussing with some nice people yesterday, 2 days ago, I said that scripture, that maybe it's Ecclesiastes that said that when two lie together, they will have it. But if one that woe to him that is what? Alone. That is ministry. That's not talking about husband and wife. So that means when humanity happens to one person, what will happen? The other person will be able to what? Sustain. But when you are the only move of God, you are the only one that knows how to pray. You are the only one that knows how to preach. You are the only one that knows the meaning of the Greek word. So what happens if something happens to you? See Luke 24, verse 46. Luke 24, 46. Let's read, yes. Say unto them, thus is the scripture, and thus is your Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning as 48, yes? And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued power. So, this instruction, is it given to individuals? No. So, but let me show you something. See John 21. I observed the account of John. When Jesus was speaking to Peter, what did he tell him? See John 21, verse 15. Slowly. John 21, verse 15. Let's read this one. Slowly. Want to go? Yes. So when the Lord had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto them, what? Oh. So when he was speaking to one person, it's to what? It's to lead. It's for leadership. When he was speaking to Peter alone, it is for what? Leadership. But when he was speaking to all of them, it's for ministry. When he was speaking to Peter alone, it's for what? Leadership. When he was speaking to all of them, it's for what? Ministry. So all those visions you have received on top of mountain that God is sending you this it may be for leadership. It's never for you to be a one-man battalion. In fact, even at times, because you see a scenario like Acts chapter 8, when one man sets out and gets things done, what happened? In Acts 8, later Peter and John, they came what? To help the work. And later, you know, later Philip, the Spirit took him away to another place. So, if he has not appointed elders in the place, what will happen to the work? Everything will crash. That's Acts 8 that I just paraphrased for you. Say the work is for us. Say the work is for us. Say God trusts us. That's the point. God trusts us, not you. For ministry, the trust of God is on us, not on individuals, not on Timothy Thompson. It's on us. Are you getting this, brethren? It's on us. It's on us. It's on us. So, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. The work is always to a group. Let's stop having an history of revivals. Let's have revivals that will not end. Let's stop having a history of, it's also, yes, this man came up. He did wonders. Let's have a revival that will refuse to end. Not an history of a nice time. Wow, there was a time that people used to... No! Let it continue. Continuity is of God. Amen, amen. Okay, now see 1 Corinthians 12 right now. Verse 7. Not just... we have to stop all this one-man thing that is the only one that knows all the proof of God, all the demos of God, all the things of God. No. The work is for us. The work is for us. Say the work is for us. Say the work is for us. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. Now, let me now start narrowing on our topic. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to how many? Okay, to profit without. For to one is given by the Spirit what? The word of wisdom. And to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same. To another, gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. I'm going to verse 12. Verse 12 now, once you go, yes. As the body is one. Say the body is one. Say the body is one. And at what? Many members. And all members of that one body, being many and one body, so also is Christ. So this is the real unity in diversity. He said, although we are many, but we are one body. This is the real unity in diversity, or unity despite diversity. We are many, but we are one body. We are many, but we are one body. We are many, but we are one body. See verse 25 of the same 1 Corinthians. Before 25. Let's read verse 14 together. Verse 14. One, two, go, yes. For the body is not one member, but... Again, read that again. For the body... So there is no individual that is called the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, right? Okay, see verse 25. So there's no individual that is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are. We are. We are. See, what is in verse 25? Want to go? That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for 26, And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. 27, want to go? Now you are the body of Christ and members in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Read Colossians 1, verse 18. Let's go to Colossians 1. So we see many people working for the same purpose. 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 Not one is left to labor alone. No part of the body is trying to be unique. Don't try it. Some people do that in church. You want to be seen as unique. Rakim. Rakim. Please adjust the antenna of the microphone. Not one is left. Not one is trying to be unique. No. Everyone does and wants to do the same thing. Thank you. It's fine. Everyone does and wants to do the same thing. So when one is weak, another supports. When one is weak, another supports. When one is weak, another supports. See, Colossians 1:18. We must stop that thing. I just want to be unique. I want to be different. Colossians 1 verse 18. Let's read it. Want to go? Yes, sir. The body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have. Again, read again, please. And he is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn. That in all things. So we must stop all these things like that looks like Christianity is personal. Say, it's my Christianity is personal. It's not personal. All those personal Christianity is you are worshiping yourself. You are just selfish. You're just idol worshiping. You are your own idol. It's not Jesus. It's self that is doing people. That say no God for yourself. Imagine. The person that wrote the Bible for you, what if he was trying to only know God for himself? You have the epistles. See 1 Corinthians 15, please. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17. Well done. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17. For we being many are one bread. Are you there? For we be many are what? One bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. We must acknowledge this. See, we be many, we are all partakers of that one bread. No selfishness. No one desires a personal crown as much as a joint reward. No one is desiring one personality. You must team up with people to serve God together. You must team up with people to serve God together. That's why in the church, it's not that you want to be spiritually hot and your neighbor is dull. There is benefit in it. There is benefit not just for yourself, also for people. There is benefit in it. You don't want to, it's not you are hot. Somebody else is cold. No, in the church, you rub off one on another. That's why yesterday I spent time yesterday telling you about interacting on spiritual things after church. Interacting on spiritual things. Interacting on church matters. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it ought to be. After church, before you hear Jesus is Lord, everybody has vamoved. Everybody escaped. Okay, see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, slowly, want to go? There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your... Come on, read that verse 4 again. Want to go? Yes. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called. Let me ask you this question. Let's assume you saw a vision right now. And he said, and God called you. That in fact, go and have another church. Have it upstairs. No, this doing it upstairs here. As the vision is over, what should you ask the God? Hello? You don't know what to ask God. He said, what will you ask God? If you hear God loud and clear, go opposite NMPC and start your church there. What should you ask God? That God. What am I? Okay, God, say God, nice. God, I love this. Can you please tell me what we are going to achieve in that place? That is what? That is not being done here. That means maybe God is calling you to go and raise what? Millionaires to his name. Praise God. Or God is calling you to what? For singles, mingle. Say, hey, they are not mingling enough in this church. Hallelujah. So you say, God, that means there must be an extra portfolio. Let me tell you the truth. Like I told, I think some of you knew, I said, for instance, if I'm in Ibadan, it's impossible for me to start a church. Who was I telling? Is it you or Hillary? I said, if I was still in Ibadan, I said, I can't. I said, why? Abi, are you with me? That is why. Paul said something. He said he went to places where Christ is not named, lest he should build upon another man's foundation. See, as long as you have a body that they are focused on the mission of Christ, stay there. If you have, don't come to a divine assembly, stay there. Stay there. As long as you have a body, that means a body of believers, that they are focused on the mission of Christ, stay there. Stay and serve God together. So that is why I got that from this Ephesians chapter 4. He said, there is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in how many hope? One hope of your calling. That's how we got that song. We have one destiny, we have one purpose, we have one passion in us. We have one destiny, we have one purpose, we have one passion. So we stand. We are men. So we must not focus on any distinction. Those things that seem to separate us. No, we must focus more on our togetherness. Togetherness. See, in the Edifice Assembly, I'm trying to build something. And I pray you guys, you allow it to stand. Amen. I'm trying to build something strong. I know it will stand. It's not a one-man thing. So it is the togetherness that is called church, not the individuals. Togetherness is the togetherness that is called church, not the individuals. It is the togetherness that will be able to bless the world. It is the togetherness that will be able to bless the world. The togetherness. Romans 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, okay, let me wait for you, is that togetherness that is able to bless the world. Not, Not individual visions, individual. Team up together. So I'm reading Romans 12 now, verse 3. Let's read slowly from 3 down. Yes, want to go? Through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself, think soberly according as God had dealt to every man. Sorry, peace, I've forgotten. Peace. I'm going to stand at the back and be writing on that place. This is a day of today is the day you shouldn't have gotten late at all. I'm going to be writing your notes on that wall at the back there. Thank you. Sorry, she has made me forget what I'm reading. So let's read again, verse 3. Want to go? Yes, us. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think what? Soberly as God has dealt to every man, the mayor of. Verse 4, want to go? Yes? And all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in, and everyone members one of. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorted on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with what? Cheerfulness. Hallelujah. So, please write this down. Well, so, you will seek to do things well because, number one, so you will, in the church, you will seek to do things well because, number one, you are teaching others. Like all those things that we just finished reading, they are giving with simplicity, ruling with diligence, teaching well. So I said, why must you in the church? You will seek to do these things well because, number one, you are teaching others the same character. Secondly, you are accountable. Thirdly, ministry well done in us will result in the progress of the world's evangelism. Ministry well done in the house will result in the progress of the world's evangelism. To result. These things look so simple, but that is the real stuff that Christianity is about. That's the real stuff is about. Frequent gathering. Not saying, but today is okay. I don't do much prayer. I don't do much evangelism. I will just come for service. I only sing. Just like our old keyboardist. One of the things I remember about that guy is because he has never come for evangelism before. Sorry, Jerry. I shouldn't be remembering this. See, Colossians 1, verse 12. I mean, our old. It's not here. Old means it's not here. I'm not talking about Ramakel. Colossians 1, verse 12. Okay, giving thanks to the Father now, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who are delivered us from the what? Power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his. So now, what is the characteristics of that kingdom of his? Dear son, 14, want to go? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness. So write this down. We came out of a kingdom of condemnation into a kingdom of forgiveness. From a kingdom of condemnation to a kingdom of forgiveness. So in the kingdom of forgiveness, you understand that I am forgiven of God, so also I am able to forgive others. While you are in the kingdom of condemnation, I feel God is angry with me, so I throw tantrums to around. So I reciprocate that same anger on everyone I see. But in the kingdom of his dear son, what happens? What happened? So we forgive others, right? So write this down. So we allow this to reflect in our conduct. So all those things that we call, write this down, that we call naughty corner, where I'm just in my naughty corner, I am just protecting myself from getting out. Yeah, I mean, if you tried to do that before, say, why are you not doing it? Why are you not doing it? I'm just trying to protect myself from getting hurt. I am trying to protect myself so that you don't hurt me. You know, all this type of stupid, demonic thoughts that keeps people away from service. I'm just, I keep people away. Say, I'm protecting myself from getting hurt. I am just loneliness, self-pity, fear of being taken, write down everything, you know, fear of being taken advantage of. Say, what if they take advantage of me? Those are all parts of darkness. Not right on the side, all these things, they are darkness. It's part of the things you have in the kingdom of darkness. Self-pity. Anything that makes you so stand alone is darkness. Remember that old sermon, when you are alone. Anything that makes you so stand alone. Okay, Hebrews 2, verse 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15, please, want to go, yes, sir? And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. Say we are men that came out from the dead. Say we are born from hell. Just rather than we came out from the dead, we were born from hell. We came out of ignorance. I'm saying we came out from hell. We came from the dead. We came from hell. We came out of ignorance. We came out of hatred. We came out of strife. Are you writing? We came out of envy. We came out of seditions, ignorance, hatred, strife, envies, seditions, loneliness, forming cliques and gangs against God's will. We came out of everything. Everything that darkness represents, we came out of them because we are born again. We are sons of God. We came out of them. Everything that makes you to stay on your own, that stay off, we came out of them. We came out of them. Show me a believer that does not value Christianity. You have just seen an irresponsible believer. A believer that would rather prefer to sit with television than to come to church. You have seen the height of irresponsibility. A believer that will prefer hanging out than coming to learn God. So you have seen the height of irresponsibility. Far from responsible. But that's not who our Father is, and that's not who we are. James 1:17. Amen, amen. Say we belong to the kingdom of light, not of darkness. See James 1:17 and 18. Let's just read that together. I'll soon be done. James 1:17 and 18. Every good gift. Come on, let me wait for you. Every good gift, right? Yes, and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18, of his own will begat he us, that we should be a kind of the first fruit of his creations. Amen, amen. See, our Father is light, no shadow of turning. We replicate the same. So, whatever we want to do, we do it like God will do it. When God will save, he did it well. So also in ministry, we put in our best. We put in our best. We put in our best. Go back to that Romans 12. When our Father wants to save, he saved well. He saved to the uttermost, Hebrews 7:25, everything. So also in ministry, we serve well. We put in our best. Are you in Romans 12? Okay, verse 1. That would be good. Now, I want you to see this again now. Are you there? Paracletus? Yeah. Want to go? Let's read the answers. I believe you, dear brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your what? And be not conformed to this world, but be what? Renewed. Transformed. Yes. So, like I've once explained to you, what are you to remind your mind towards? Who remember? What is the summary of everything after this? When he's saying you should renew your mind, it should be to renew your mind towards what? Christian service. Awesome. You are doing that, remember? Oh, workers, stand up. Stand up. Workers, stand up. How come did you remember? How come you didn't remember? Keep standing until we are done. No? Amen. So, please, let's read it again from 1 and 2. Yes? 1 to go, yes? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable what? Which is your reasonable what? Service. Verse 2, yes? And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. Let's read verse 3, yes? More highly than you ought to think, but to think what so badly, according as God has dealt with every man, the measure of what faith, for as we many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then give, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether presbyters prophesy according to the proportion of faith or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorted on exhortation, or he that what? Simplicity, he that ruleth diligence. Amen, amen. Next verse, yes, read, yes. Dissimulation, yes. Cleave to that which is good, yes. Next verse. Yes. Fervent in spirit. Hallelujah. So, what are you to renew your mind towards? Christian service. Thank you. Sit down, everybody. Christian service. Don't never forget that. So, he's saying, you guys, although you are coming out of darkness, you are in light, you must renew your mind towards what? Service. 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 Never forget. That is, you know, I've used Romans to preach a lot of things to you. Renew your mind towards towards plenty of things. Is for service. Say, I've been called to serve. Come on, say it smiling. Say, I've been called to serve. Say, Christianity is to serve. Say, Jesus served us in his death. We serve men with our life. Yeah, simple. He served us in his death. So we use our life to serve. That is 1 John 3, 16, 17. So now, go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. I'm almost done now. Don't give up. So we must renew our mind towards this. We must renew our mind towards this. Yeah. Just two more scriptures and I'll be done. 1 Peter 4, verse 11 right now. So, always prepare for your church to have a good time. Write that down. Always prepare for your church to have a good time. To have a good time with the blessings of God. Always prepare. Always prepare. Always prepare for your church to have a good time. Rakim, give me the other microphone. Always prepare for your church to have a good time with the blessings of God. Say, I'm vital to the move of the Holy Ghost in my church. Say, I am vital to the move of the Holy Ghost in my church. Say, I am vital to the move of the Holy Ghost in my church. So always prepare. See, First Peter right now, chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle God. Now, Read it again. Want to go? Yes. If any man speak, let him as the... If any man what? Minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Amen. Amen. So don't go to preach and you are doing like you are doing it like the president of Nigeria is giving. Don't go to preach and you are doing it like Buhari's speech. No, it's not fair. If any man minister, let's do it out. How? Read that verse again. Read it again. Want to go? Amen. Praise God. So don't be total Christian and you are doing it anyhow. No. Be armed with details. Know the word. Read it well. You are an evangelist. Somebody said, explain to me, why are you saying God does not do evil? Quote 120 verses. Somebody say, come and explain salvation to me. Quote 500. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I must prepare. See, show men that you know what you are saying. Somebody is talking. Somebody is paraphrasing a scripture for you. You first quote it. Quote it. Tell him where it is. Don't be doing like people in the exam that was, they will write one scripture. They will not write 3 pages of explanation on one scripture. No. Be the one that a scripture a line. Each line, you are putting a scripture there. Are you with me? Yes, sir. Just writing stories. You can write plenty of volume and say this one, this volume is nothing. It's nothing. If you blow air on the volume, the plenty will just fly away. Put volume that has weight. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Each verse, oh, in fact, you're breathing in and out. You are quoting scripture. Sir, I just breathe in. Oh, and God, and God breathed unto them the breath of life. Are you with me? Sorry, you didn't get that. Yeah, it's true. That's happening. Praise God. You finish writing your exam. You're not writing footnotes. Dear Pastor Joy, see, I submit this thing. You finish, you say, dear pastor, I know what I'm saying. Say, dear pastor, if I get less than full mark in this question, write it there. Of course, before you write, I can write that, you must know what you have done. Say details. Say, I must be a man with details. Go back to that 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Chapter 1 verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen, amen. Praise God. You are not the one that want to minister. Brian Market, I'm ready. You are not the one that want to minister healing, and you are singing, okay, brethren, I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, amen, amen. Have your way, oh Lord. Just have it your way. Take charge, Lord. Lord, I disappear so that. Ah. I know you do it before, right? You just say, God. Hallelujah. Peter said, look on us. Look on us. Look here. Leave Jesus. Look on us. After yielding, now say, okay, it's Jesus. Are you with me? After yielding, now say, it's Jesus. What's he saying? Look here, look here, look on us. Glory to God. Say, I'm filled with the word. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why, see, once you are having a bad day, and it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you are still at work, and it's a bad day, what must you start doing? Just start laughing. It's a bad day, so that you can reset before you get to church. So that they don't give you a microphone. Ajay, come and sing. give me a song. Sorry, you don't understand that. Oh, let me give you one that you can understand. You just start singing war song because of what happened at work. Please come here before you. Praise God. That is like you must prepare to bless. You must have a good frame of mind before service. Service is not where you pray to feel powerful. You know, at times you are having a ministration on Sunday. On Saturday, if you can, you click go around. Go and do evangelism. Go and practice what you do on Sunday. Go and practice on the street first. Are you with me?
See,
I'm vital to the move of the Holy Ghost. In this place, I will teach you to do what you must do.
Master Gavante Balasto. Yandi can train us, take a brain of Stoko Valamazandamasto. Yegalandas to Govalandas to the Pranchamanamas to Govalamata, you can tell us in the Valamas Lopala Master. Alanamas to Govala, but the Malamas to Govala Rashoko to Mastogovan. Alamas to Govana Sasha, Tamanamara Chamanamas and Tamanamas to Manaman. Alamatas to Govala, Sovati Mazenda Malamas, Shantamanamasabana, Mataki Pranches to Govati Master Gavalamas in the Manama. Ekitos to Govalamas and Tamanamara Chamanamas and Tamanamas and Tok.
Just pray a bit. I'm not done. Just pray.
Ile brocha malimosuko palemasunda malemasenta malemasenta malemastika pilarante malemasenta malemasenta maranja malemasenta os. Landa malemasenta zakti zatola palerasa tala masenta la brocha malemasenta la astika pal.
Just pray first. Pray first. See yourself as vital. See yourself as vital.
Alimas into Malibas, 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 into Mal
Amen, amen. Amen. So, you give yourself to so much practice before church. To so much practice. You pay attention. You pay attention. At times, you know, like the gift of revelation. Revelation, it can be clumsy at times. So, you must build yourself onto precision. 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 So, I don't get to church and you are giving the word of care of Ojuts to Father Abraham. Before service, you have built yourself to such precision. How to interpret things. You have built yourself. You are eager to build yourself so that you can bless better. How you receive from God, how to narrow it down to the particular thing that God is saying. You will train yourself in it. You will train for the sake of the body. You will train yourself in it. And how to communicate the same. You will train yourself in it. You have to bless us in songs. Days before then, you have consecrated your mind from worldliness. It's not like you want to say you'll be blessing us in song tomorrow and today you are still. No, you have consecrated your mind already. You do your best to insulate your days from pressure. You do your best to insulate your days from pressure. All the scripture you want to use, you know it well. You know it well. Nothing casual. Nothing casual. You are not waiting for the pastor to just come and bring out maybe one talisman from his pocket so that the move of God can happen. In the prayers, you are already setting the pace for revelation. You can be singing and you stop midway. You give doctrine. You give revelation. You give tongues. You give interpretation. You give direction. You give prophecy. In between a song, it's our church. What do you mean? You see me put on my bat? You talk about something in church there? Well, me, I don't know. You will never see me write one day. It is, well, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just weird at times. And at times, I love to say this, which I don't want to do. May I never get to a day that I will now put his Omo Bat Team, Top West Thompson Ministry. That's rubbish. A divine assembly. An arm of what? Omo Bat Team, Top West Ministry. No. No, no, it's not. It's our ministry. Just leading. Says our ministry. Says our ministry. See yourself as vital. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying those who say that trying to bugger over work of God. I'm just saying me to further help my own mind to know that it's not a one-man thing. It's our thing. I will never do that. It's our edifying assembly. Glory to God. Okay. Is it me that is pastor that is teaching them in Kaduna now? Talk now. Is it me? Is it me that is teaching them just now? No. Say we are vital. Say I see myself as vital. So when you sing, don't think that you are just okay. I'm just here to share. Well, Abi, what do you call it? I'm just here to do my own small. No, you are vital. You are vital. You are not doing it like okay. This is just a part. Prayers is not introduction to service. In prayers, in songs, people can get healed. People can receive direction for life. Praise God. See, nothing is casual here. Even Brad Joshua, it's not every time you're welcoming people, you're welcoming them with. Sit down there. Relax. You are part of the move of God. Hallelujah. As you shake a first time, man, things can happen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Let the days come that ushers shake people and say, wow, and the one that was not speaking tongue before, things just jump. Oh, are you with me? The tongue just jump to his mouth, to our mouth. Amanagarata. Oh, glory to God. Why you are not doing your work? That is why every day, after every time, we now have to go and corner you. You have not spoken in tongues before. What is happening during prayer time? You didn't prepare. Allah, you didn't prepare. You didn't have it in mind. As you are praying, that's why to everybody in training, I have a duty for you right now, starting from today. I'm sorry, not from today, from every Sunday. Ministers, we have our own schedule. If you know you are in any training, membership or workers, any training or pre-membership or aspiring to be, or ex-workers, anyone. Sunday nights, Saturday nights. So that you pick 11 to 12. 1 hour. I mean, this is different from me. Minister, this is different from your own case. So 11 to 12 on Saturday night or 5 to 6. Just pray. Pray towards the service. Are you with me? Write it down. 11 to 12 on Saturday night or when? 5 a.m. to 6. When? Sunday morning. And I pray towards the service. Because I see myself as fighter. It's why you're not doing your work. That's why after service, you now go and Vibra will now go and corner people in one corner. Yeah, pray tongues by fire. Do your work. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is there? If you are here, you're not filled with your God. Just lift up your hands. Oh, Amana Korosta Gavanta. As you seem to right now. Because it's not everybody that we need. It's not every time. You want to teach. You want to bamboozle the Greek word, everything. You want to teach. Come, let me first show you. Let me take you to Pentecost and take you from to Babylon. No, relax. At times, just lift up your hands. Because God is good. And the Spirit is for you. The Spirit is in you. And right now, as we pray together, as we sing together, it will jump to your mouth. Just flow. Don't discard. That's all. But you are prepared. And call people out first time by their full name. Just don't call account number in this place. That's what I don't want. Don't call ATM card. And don't call people's underwear. Sorry, I have to be clear. I have to be very clear. Try that. You will start membership training again. Amen. I will take away your gifts. I will ungift you. Then you start afresh. Praise God. But feel free. This is your church. This is my church. It's not we are waiting for, Pastor Ezekiel is there. When we are done, you will now come and do the demo. Say, we are the demos of God. Glory to God. Be on your feet, let's pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Anemas to govala, randike landike vala, se govala, shanta malos. Namalamas to govala, antike. Prepare to come to service field. Prepare to come field. Prepare to come to service. Come on, pray more. Last take a pillar, take a viranto, sugar bala, and take a brand, take a last, take a bala, must take a pillar. Boomy, this hand. No. I must take a valorant, take a pillar, sugar bala, take a bells. Malira, take a pillar, so fellows of Pilimos, sugar vantimas, take a vantails. Allah, take a pillar, ketela, pazatate. In Bracha Cotola, Cota, Mantic, Palace, Bows. Manamozo, Patatatati, Lino, Soti, Malik, and Pina Market, and Malamazenta House. In Bracha Malamazenta, Lavazenta, Sake, Pinas, Toko, Valaminos. In the Malamozo, Patti, Malabrocha, Malamazonto, Malamazenta. Alamanda de brocha cha ta ta. Alamazoto zapilera take a pillar to copalas take a pillar stick a pilatos. In the belimacata balraseta palamana take a tilios. It take a pipe, 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 pipe. Yatapata te calatos.
Limbra chata. Ele mosotole zotole mosopala badade. Antiki posoko palamarantele getola. Lintole mosepola matemale zotole mazetole mazentos. I am vital to the move of God. I am vital to the move of God. Akata lama zantala mazapala rachamale stiki pila zoto. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you've seen, I've spoken about physically being there. I've spoken about preparation before church. Then your mental disposition before church. Mental disposition. Let's have such people. I remember the programs that we can make great things happen almost effortlessly. If we all could have that mindset of the preacher. Some of you will act before church. I know you're not thinking like, what if I'm the one preaching? Like my emoji that slept off on Sunday morning, I say woke up by 9. Hope you know, if he's thinking like the preacher, he cannot wake up by 9 on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. That's a demon somewhere. Amen. Sunday morning. Holy moly, right? Think like the preacher before service. Hope you know, if you are there are some discussion you're not just partaking. You just want to focus. For instance, I can tell you clearly, like 70% of word of knowledge, they come before sermon, not during sermon. 70%. Most of the times, what you just get in sermon is clarity, when to say what, what is meant for. Because most of the time when you are especially for what people, which we all are, when you are focused on details, you are focused on Greek word, everything, your mind is almost academic. But at home, when you are praying, are you with me? That's how you get accurate things, accurate direction. Think like the preacher. Don't take things casual. Let's have a move of the Holy Ghost that will not stop in our time. A move of people that will not be dependent on who is around and who is not around. Are you with me? Such that everyone can trigger the glory of God. The choir can, the ushers can, the prayer team can, the families can. Amen, amen. Let's have times that people are even writing exams, and as they write exams, some people are getting healed. God is not casual. Is the knowledge of Christ. Are you with me? You're writing exam and you are getting words for people. It's not casual. See, these are days of His glory. Let's sing for the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Presence of the Lord is in this place.
The presence of the Lord is in this place.
The glory of the Lord is in this place.
The glory of the Lord is in this place.
The glory of the Lord is in this place.
The glory of the Lord is in this place.
Okay, the power of the Lord.
Blessings of the Lord is in this place.
The blessings of the Lord.
Oh, the blessings.